Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
The Mind Aware 308.
I'm excited!
Like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't. All you have to do is flip the button.
I was like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.
Hello, everyone. This is Dana Wild with the Mind Aware Show, and welcome. So I'm really excited today because we have started recording the Dana Rants episode specifically in the Facebook group. So it's kind of exciting. As you know, normally the show airs on our Facebook page on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific time. But I thought kind of as a special treat for the people who are members of my private Facebook group, Train Your Brain with Dana Wild, I would do the actual rants episodes right here in the group. So I hope you can join me. If you're not a member already, you can join at danawild.com/Facebook group. Just head on over there and you can be a part of the Dana Rant session, the live taping. So what is a Dana Rant session? Well, I'll tell you, one of the things I'm seeing consistently with the people who follow the Mind Aware and people who are building their businesses and maybe they're just starting to get into Train Your Brain, maybe they've read the book and they're starting to understand that mindset makes a difference. In fact, it's the only difference in growing a business, especially quickly, and growing it in a way that's easy. People out there are preaching hard work all the time, and what we want to show you is that when you have the right mindset, it's easy, it's ease and flow, it's feel good, it's take intentional action, all of those good things, and that is our specialty here at the Mind Aware. We are all about training your brain. So what happens is sometimes people start to get into this, and they start to see, like, you know, I'm good at a lot of things thinking positively about, but I feel stuck in these few different areas. So we have an opportunity, and you can, anybody listening, if you can hear my voice right now, you can be a part of this opportunity where you can submit your specific issue that you're having trouble, that you're feeling stuck on, that you're feeling stuck in your thinking on, and you can submit it on our website at danawild.com/rant, R-A-N-T, R-A-N-T-S, both of them go to the same place, danawild.com, rant. What's a rant? A rant is shorthand for a positive rant. It's getting yourself fired up in a positive way about your specific issue, because if you can think differently, if you can intentionally think in your head, if you can intentionally think differently about the current situation, think about the current situation in a more hopeful way, in a more positive way, in a way like the situation has changed, then your brain goes to work for you. Your reticular activating system thinks that what you're thinking is real, doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's imagined. So it hears those thoughts in your head, it pays attention to those thoughts in your head, and soon, and by soon, I mean within a few days, you start to see the evidence in the outside world matching up. The reticular activating system, that's its job, matches the outside world to the inside world. And each and every one of you have already had this experience in one way or another. The most common one are people who are looking for a new car or buying a new car. They might start to see that car everywhere. That's how it works. your brain, whatever you're thinking about, whatever you're talking about, you're getting more of. That's why. Nothing mystical, nothing magical. That's your reticular activating system at work for you every day on the lookout for what you want. So what happens, and let me give you an example by telling you today's request. By the way, when you fill out the form for your request at danawild.com/rant, the reason that we ask for your name is because we want to verify if you're a member of Train Your Brain U or not. Because if you're a member of Train Your Brain U, you go right to the front of the line and are able to get your rant request addressed immediately. And so always, always, rant requests are anonymous. We never say your name on the air. We never talk about you, but we ask that because we need to verify who's in Train Your Brain U and who's not, okay? So today's request, what one problem would you like to solve right now, was the question we asked. And the person who responded said, I would like to stop procrastinating. I feel like it's holding me back from being successful in my business. My business or life would be so much better if I could fix this one thing. What is it? My negative thinking was the answer. Here are the things I've tried. Well, I've read so many self-help books like Girl Boss and You're a Badass. I've tried energy clearings, but they seem to have not stuck. I've taken online courses to organize, locked up portions of my mentality, you know, on and on and on, all these different courses and methods. Other information you need to know about me. I'm in the military. I'm extremely busy right now. I'm trying to get things in order to execute my next set of orders overseas. I'm a single parent of an amazing 3-year-old. This is my last enlistment. I retire at 20 in 4 more years. Wow. Okay. So I'm going overseas has ignited mixed feelings. It's my heart to homeschool my daughter and be a stay-at-home mom. That's nice. So anything else you'd like to share? It says, I am a complex mix of self-doubt and self-confidence, very independent and introvert, but having trouble seeing my worth at times. I think that this is a really good example to explain what I'm talking about. We recently opened up the Facebook group to a lot of new members and just let people know, like, you want to get in and participate in the Facebook group. And when people come in, there's a series of questions we ask. We ask, are you familiar with Train Your Brain on a scale of 1 to 10? You know, those kinds of things. What's your business? Very simple, little, easy, one-answer questions. And one of the questions we ask is, what can I help you with? And time and time again, the answers are always similar to this. They have to do with, I could build my business except for blank. I could build my business except I'm disorganized, except I don't have any time, except I can't pick up the phone, except I procrastinate, like this one. The piece that you're going to learn as a member of the Train Your Brain U community, the thing that you're going to get better and better and better at, is you're going to soon start to figure out that none of that matters. You do not have to change one thing about yourself to be wildly successful in your business. I know that surprises you, right? You do not have to change anything about yourself in order to be wildly successful about your business. What you need to change is how you talk about those things about yourself. Remember that reticular activating system? Well, when you say things like, I would be successful except I'm a procrastinator, except I'm disorganized, except I'm this, except I'm that, what you tell your brain to match up in the outside world, what you tell your brain is, I'm not successful. I need to fix myself. I need to change myself to be successful. Well, what if you could be successful exactly as you are now? What if your success did not come from what you're doing and the way you are in the world, from your action? What if your success came from the way you think? Which it does. Which it does. I'm living proof of that. We live in a world that tells us you have to work hard, you have to hustle, you have to do this, you have to get out of your comfort zone, you have to do a bunch of feel-bad stuff that you hate and don't want to do in order to be successful, and it's all crap. That's the truth. If you line up 100 people against the wall and ask them, what did you do to be successful, you're going to get 100 different answers. And all of that stuff that they tell you, it all works. But they're not all doing all of it. Everybody finds their method for success. Some people do it by forcing themselves to do things they hate. But if they're going to the top, if they're really wildly successful, what do all those people have in common? They all think differently. They all may be taking different actions, but they are thinking successful thoughts. They're having an expectation for success. Okay? So when you have a story going like this person does that I need to stop procrastinating, what you're saying is I need to stop procrastinating because I can't be a procrastinator and be successful. And all you're doing is you're telling your brain, I can't be successful. I'm not successful. And your brain says, no problem. I'll keep matching that up for you. Thanks for letting me know. So just like your reticular activating system sees the cars when you're thinking about getting a new car, when you think I'm not successful, it blocks out the opportunities that are right in front of your face. So you have to start intentionally thinking in your own head. What if you could be wildly successful and still be a procrastinator? One of my favorite mind hacks, and we have 20 different mind experiments in the Train Your Brain book, but this is one of my favorites because everybody can implement it immediately. And it's using the powerful word, but. The powerful word, but, negates everything that came before it, and it instills everything that came after it. What if you could start to say things like, I'm a procrastinator, but my style works for me. I'm a procrastinator, but my business is still growing, but my business grows quickly, but I get done what I need to get done, but my life is good, but I like my style, but my customers work well with me, right? But I still meet deadlines, but I like my life, but my business is growing by leaps and bounds. What if you could start to talk about who you are in a way that's different? Because it's probably true. Right? I mean, your whole life hasn't fallen apart. You've been a procrastinator up until now. You've been managing, you know, relatively well with the exception of feeling bad about it and beating yourself up about it. It's not like you're just complete failure in life. Obviously you're successful. You're in the military. You handle a lot of things. You handle your relationship with your daughter. You're overseas. You've got a business that you're wanting to grow, right? I mean, you've got a lot of balls in the air, so it hasn't really affected you all that much. You just feel bad about it. What if you could stop feeling bad about it? And in fact, what if it was your reason for success? What if you started telling your brain, you know, I used to call myself a procrastinator, but now I realize that I'm really letting ideas simmer. I'm just kind of putting them in the pot and cooking them, and I know when the energy's aligned, when I'm feeling better, when it's the right time, then I act. I used to beat myself up about being a procrastinator, but now, I see that this is my process. This is my process for making right decisions, for taking intentional action, for taking action that has energy behind it, for lining things up in my mind so that I'm mentally prepared. And then when I do it, I just do it. It's like it just flows out of me. I like this style. I used to beat myself up and call myself a procrastinator, but now I see that this is what's working for me. I'm good at this. I work better under a deadline. I like thinking about things, and then the doing time is so much shorter. I could drag out the doing for days and hours and weeks and months, but instead I spend time milking it and molding it and crafting it in my mind. And when I'm ready to act, I know I'm ready to act. I love that I let ideas simmer in my mind. What if that became your new story? Do you see the energy behind it? That is a rant. That's the way you start to think about it. You start feeling good and ranting yourself positively into that new place of being, into that new person. Why beat yourself up and create feel-bad emotions when instead you can build yourself up, gain momentum, gain traction, start feeling good? Because you know what happens when you start feeling good? You start taking action and you start taking better action. When you're sitting around and you're thinking like, oh, I'm so bad, I'm a procrastinator, I need to change, I'm a procrastinator, I need to change, I'm so disorganized. Wow, it's a feel bad. Your whole body is just like, whoa, put down, right? And you don't feel like taking action. You don't need any education on what to do to build your business. You know what to do, but most of the time we don't feel like doing it. And you don't feel like doing it because you're talking to yourself in a negative way. Only you can think in your head. Only you. Nobody else. And you can intentionally put one thought in front of the other, one thought at a time. If you start moving the energy, and when I say energy, I'm talking positive emotion. When you start moving the positive emotion one sentence at a time to where you're feeling good, now you open the creative pathways in your brain. You actually get access to better ideas. You see things that you didn't see before because you're looking with new eyes. You feel like taking action. You feel like actually doing something. You feel like engaging. People like you better. You like them better. You are having a better business. It's easier to grow your business. It's easier to grow your business faster. And it's easier to gain momentum because you're not sitting around beating yourself up. What you're doing instead is feeling positive intentionally, doing everything you can to make feeling good your number one priority. That's what those 100 people lined up against the wall have in common. They just didn't know they were doing it. That's why they're not telling you to do it, because they didn't know they were doing it. It came naturally to them. Naturally, they felt positive. They talked nicely. They bounced back. They had resilience. They fought on their feet. They didn't beat themselves up. And so it was easy to build a business with whatever actions they took. That's what can happen to you too. That's it. But you have to intentionally do it. And so that's the starting point. And that's the starting point not only for this person who wrote in, but it's for everybody. When you come into the Facebook group from now on, the one danawild.com/Facebook group, when you come in and you answer those questions, look at that answer you're giving for what do you want? What do you want to build your business? What do you need to build your business? Because that's your story. That's your story that instead of being your reason for not being successful, could be your reason for being successful. You can take your biggest weakness and turn it into your reason for success. That's the power of Train Your Brain. Okay, I'm going to take a little pause here. I'm going to take a quick check-in with our Facebook audience, but I will be right back in 1 second, and I'm going to give you the 4 steps for training your brain, staying in alignment, and getting this working for you. Be right back.
I don't know about you, but now that I understand Train Your Brain and the power of mindset, I want to be around other people who get it.
That's why I joined Train Your Brain U at trainyourbrainu.com. So many experts are training the old tired stuff like work hard, get out of your comfort zone, discipline yourself, blah, blah, blah. I can't even listen to it anymore.
I really just want to learn from and mingle with people who understand that getting happy is the fastest path to success.
I want to grow my business the easy way. That's why I joined Train Your Brain U at trainyourbrainu.com.
And did I mention that it's only $1 a day?
It's incredible. Go ahead and check it out for yourself at trainyourbrainu.com.
That's trainyourbrainu.com.
trainyourbrainu.com.
Hi, it's Dana Wild, and welcome back. We are having a really good conversation today about procrastination and about any of those quote-unquote character traits that we want to call negative and we want to say, like, are the things standing in our way of growing our businesses. And really, they're not. What stands in the way of growing our business, and that's even, I don't even like that verbiage because it's so, like, feel bad, right? But the only thing you ever need to change in your life is how you think. And you know what's nice about that? You can do that in any given moment, right now, immediately. The whole Train Your Brain process is really 4 steps. Step 1, become aware, be aware, pay attention. This is the wake-up step. So step 1 is, oh my gosh, I just busted myself complaining about that thing. Or I just busted myself saying that negative thing or saying that limiting thought or thinking that thing about this or that that is not serving me. Step 2 is after you become aware of it, then decide, is this what I want my reticular activating system to keep matching up? Decide if you want to change it or not, because sometimes you don't. An example I like to give is for years I said, I'm not a morning person, but I didn't care. I didn't want to be a morning person. So my reticular activating system can keep matching that up, and it's no big deal. Sometimes, though, you hear yourself say or think something, and you think, I don't want to match this up. I want to change it. That's when you go to step 3. Step 3 is talk about the current situation in a way that feels good. Find a way to talk about the current situation in a way that feels good. This is where all the work is. This is the whole game. This is all we do all day, every day. I Train Your Brain, and it is a lifelong journey. You will play with this forever and ever, tweaking, coming up with new ideas, coming up with new ways to feel good, new ways to take your feelings to a higher and higher level and get better and better results. Step 4 is feel that positive emotion. So Find a way to talk about the current situation a way that feels good. Play around with it. Try it. Ease into it. Use those sentences that are easy. I'm starting to think that this is getting better. I'm starting to feel like things can shift on a dime. I'm starting to notice that I'm having small results. I like taking baby steps in the world. Things are getting better for me. I'm learning this little by little. I'm trusting in the process. I do like feeling good. I like feeling good and seeing where it takes me. I like feeling good and taking better action. I like the idea of my brain working on my behalf. I like the idea of the creative pathways opening up and getting access to better ideas. I like the idea of feeling like working. I like the idea of getting myself motivated and fired up before I work. I like that when I feel good, it feels like everything I touch turns to gold. I like living in this space of feeling good and having momentum and moving forward. I like building my business in this way. That's how you do it. And you can do it right now. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
We have a vast non-conscious capacity.
So it's very important to begin to have a conscious awareness.
And really, that's the state where learning happens.
We know that no human decision gets made without an emotion.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.